This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This is not country.
Well, I mean, I don't even know. Who decide what country is? Because some of the awful bro country out there is not country either.
I don't know what you call it.
It's not rock. It's not pop.
Like Florida Georgia Line, that is not country.
Oh, no. Yeah, Cruise.
I will tell you that 49 Winchester. I listened to that on a loop, and I feel like that's probably a gun, and so they should. That's probably country, right?
That song is definitely folks country. Yes.
Thank you.
Like Chris Stapleton is country.
Well, and that's why everybody is so upset that she won Album of the Year
because
there was a Chris Stapleton album last year.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think there are some artists that just cross all over, though? Like, what would you call Teddy Swims? There are times he sounds like country. There are times it's pop. There are times it's blues. He is so blues.
Yeah, he's hard to put into a category. And I do like Teddy Swims. He's very good. But I don't know where I would put him. Like,
put him at Starlight Theater. And I'm going, yes, I am!
tell everybody what happened to you over the weekend.
Which part?
This part.
Okay, so I am in the market, and I want our listeners, if this is you, please text me some ideas. Because you know I've been dealing with this weird allergy plastics, maybe nickel thing forever. I pulled a muscle in my upper, what is it, oblique, Sam?
That would be your lower oblique, yes.
I did not realize I had pulled that oblique until we went out yesterday. It was so nice. Mm-hmm. We went to Lady Sykes and walked 9 holes on that little par 3.
Nice.
Had a blast because it was just gorgeous out, and a lot of the other courses were closed because of the rain. So we get out there. I go to swing a club, and when I come around that oblique, it felt like
a knife.
It did. Yeah. It was a knife searing pain, and I was like, oh my gosh, is this from those abdominal exercises a week ago? So long story short, we go home, we flip on CBS, we're watching Pebble and that dude go down to his knees, we're laughing, it hurts to laugh. I get a ice pack, and anyone who's had children, you know, I had 50 ice packs in my freezer. This was the gel, but softer, malleable, plastic exterior ice pack. Not the kind you'd put in a got cooler, but the kind that's like a little, you can kind of twist.
And it's blue.
The gooey stuff is blue inside.
Looks like it has a bunch of beads inside.
Put it on for 30 minutes, lay in there. I'm like, oh, that feels good. Later that night, I go into the bathroom. Something was like, I felt sweaty, like something was burning. It was very odd. I pull up my shirt. I can't decide whether to post this photo on social. I sent it to you.
I saw it.
I had a disgusting heat boil looking leprosic rash all over my abdomen. And I said to him, I go, oh my God, what is on my stomach? And he comes over and he goes, babe, I think that's your plastics allergy. That goo that is inside that plastic, what do you even call that? It's not cellophane, but it's a plastic casing.
It's just a thick plastic. Yeah.
Right, whatever. And so I took a picture of it. I call the allergy place this morning, and I go, look, I'm falling apart here. I've got blotches all over my skin. My ears look like I've got, you know. She goes, yeah, you know, I've heard that there are people out there that have this, but we don't test for plastics. You know, you go to an allergist, they test, you know this, Sam, they test you for what? Are you allergic to eggs?
Just did it.
Pollen, dander. Yeah.
Gluten.
I said, certainly there is someone out there that can tell me specifically what I'm allergic to because I'm broken out all over my body.
Sam?
I don't think this particular one is contact dermatitis.
We talked about you off the air and your back earlier today.
Well, I'm glad because I'm falling apart here. Did you see the angry boils?
Oh,
it looked like a boil.
Did you put the ice pack directly on your skin?
Yes, I did. I was in a lot of pain,
Sam. Mistake number one.
Yes. Always grab a washcloth.
Why?
Because what you did to yourself is you gave yourself a thermal injury. People think thermal injury has to be a burn. No. When you put ice or anything that's directly out of the freezer directly onto your skin without any prepping, meaning it's cold outside, the skin is already cold, give yourself a thermal injury. I have never once in my life put an ice pack directly on my skin.
That is correct.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. You burned your skin, but not burned in the hot sense, burned in the cold sense.
Correct.
It did feel like a burn.
That's what it is.
Because it is.
Okay.
You don't have to burn yourself with heat. You can burn yourself with
cold. When you saw the photo that I sent you, did you say that was a burn?
I immediately said, that's not contact dermatitis. She freezer burned herself.
And then we spoke on the phone.
And then we talked about it on the phone.
Here comes emergency kit Dan.
EDC
You think that's a freezer burn, Dan?
Yes.
Great. Good talk.
Thanks for the input.
Good talk.
What are you doing to yourself?
Well, I'm glad.
She doesn't know, Dan.
I didn't go to see a dermatologist. I would have felt like an idiot. It doesn't diminish the fact that I have a plastics allergy that no one will help me with, but I digress.
That still does exist separately from the fact that you
of course it does.
Freezer burned your skin.
I said to my mom over the weekend, can we not just have one normal thing go wrong with us, like a cold? You know, something that people are like, oh, yeah. I always have to Google what's going on with me.
So do we.
Good talk.
I'm taking appointments. I'll check
Dan.
You out.
Good talk.
You left it there for 30 minutes?
Oh, I would have gone longer.
Also, God, so good. 20 on, 20 off.
Yeah.
Or even shorter, depending. But yes,
or
put something in between the ice and your skin, 10 or 15 on, 10
like
or 15 off.
Get like a hand towel, put a bunch of ice in it, and then put it right there on your stomach.
Even if you use a bag of frozen peas, put something in between, a light thing in between.
All right, good talk.
I'm sorry you had a painful weekend.
Thank you.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.